Now it's time to move on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
Peter, we have a tie for first place. Roy Blunt Jr. and Sue Ellicott each has 3 points. Mo Rocca has 2.
Mo, you're in third place. You're up first. Yeah, the clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. On Tuesday, President Bush signed the bill that bans terror detainees from using blank petitions to challenge their imprisonment.
Appeals petition.
Habeas corpus petitions.
Oh, no, those.
A federal judge said that New York City...
I don't speak Latin. Right, yeah.
A federal judge said that New York City can be sued by rescue workers who were made ill by working at blank.
Ground zero.
Right. Apple acknowledged that a few new iPods had been shipped that contained blanks.
Bugs. Viruses.
Yeah, computer viruses. Yeah. A team of scientists say they created for less than a second the heaviest blank.
Fog.
Element. Oh. In an effort to help his campaign for county sheriff, a Platteville, Wisconsin man blanked.
For sheriff. It's a campaign for sheriff.
Yes.
Threw money to people.
No. He changed his name to Andy Griffith.
Okay.
Designer Jeffrey Sabella was the winner on the third season of Blank.
Project Runway.
That you know, yes. His high-profile book tour led to renewed speculation that Senator Blank will run for president in 2008.
Clinton.
No,
book deal.
Barack Obama.
Sorry.
When questioned about illegal meth-making equipment and pornography he possessed, Dan Nanos of Indianapolis told police blank.
Want some crystal?
No. Dan Nanos of Indianapolis told police that they belonged to bad Dan, but he was good Dan now. He was quick to admit that Bad Dan was a miscreant who had a storage locker filled with all kinds of contraband, but since he's Good Dan now, he reassured police he didn't have anything to do with any of that. Mm-hmm. Police weren't convinced and quickly arrested both Dans. Mm-hmm. Carl, how did Mo do in our quiz?
Mo had 3 correct answers for 6 more points. He now has 8 points, and Mo has taken the lead.
Yeah.
All right, we flipped a coin. Roy has elected to go last, so Sue, you're up next. Fill in the blank. In an interview with ABC News, President Bush seemed to accept comparison of the current situation in Iraq with what the U.S. experienced in blank.
Vietnam.
Right. Thousands of Buffalo residents were still without power a week after a record blank.
Hurricane?
No.
Oh, snowstorm.
Sorry. You got one shot. It was a blizzard. A priest acknowledged that he had an inappropriate relationship with blank 40 years ago.
Foley.
Mark Foley, yes. A French nun and a Mexican bishop were among the 4 new blanks named by the Pope last Sunday.
Saints.
Yes. Lexus has introduced a new sedan that is able to go blank itself.
About time. Clean.
Park. With its fall season debuts not going well and a few hits from last year, blank announced budget cuts and layoffs.
NBC.
Right. After a year-long investigation costing thousands of dollars, a British town council thinks it has finally figured out who blanked during a hearing last year.
Fell asleep.
No. Made sheep noises during a council meeting.
That probably was Mo.
You may think... You're being funny, whoever you are, making your little bah noises. While the Havering Council was hearing an application for a mobile home on a sheep farm, but Councillor Jeff Tucker wants you to know it's just not funny, and he has spent $20,000 a whole year, and he's written a report of a couple hundred pages to prove it. He has narrowed it down to 4 suspects, and soon vengeance will be his. Carl, how did Sue do in our quiz?
Sue had 4 correct answers for 8 more points. Oh. She now has 11 points, and Sue has taken the lead.
Yeah. Mm.
Well done. All right, so how many, then, does Roy need to win?
Roy needs 4 to tie and 5 to win outright.
All right. Ready to go, Roy?
I guess. This game's getting harder.
It is.
Roy,
You
move me.
Okay. Here we go. Fill in the blank, Roy. This is for the game. A federal judge threw out the fraud and conspiracy convictions of Enron chairman blank because of his death.
Kenneth Lay.
Right. In a new book, former Bush aide David Kuo said that the White House secretly mocks blanks.
Conservative fundamentalist Christians.
Right. On Thursday, the Dow Jones average closed above blank 1,000 for the first time.
12.
Yes. Retailer blank expanded its new policy of $4 generic drugs to more states.
Walmart.
Yes. A British employment agency has banned words such as energetic, ambitious, hungry, youthful, and experienced in their ads so as not to offend blanks.
Sluggish people.
No. Elderly people. Oh. Hundreds of mourners came to Texas Wednesday for the funeral of country music legend blank.
Freddie Fender?
Yes. In an effort at reconciliation, Kazakhstan has invited blank to come visit the country.
Well, Ali G.
Good enough. Same guy. Sacha Baron Cohen is his actual name. The president of the Vancouver chapter of the Hell's Angels has objected to recent anti-gang legislation, saying that it blanks.
Sucks.
No. The president of the Vancouver chapter of the Hells Angels has objected to the legislation because he says it hurts his feelings and causes people to be rude to him.
Oh.
Rick Chiarello wants you to know that he may look like a tough guy, but he's got feelings too.
Ooh.
And ever since Ontario ruled that Hells Angels was a criminal organization, he says people are mean to him at the grocery store and they move away from him at restaurants and generally make him feel bad about himself.
Oh.
In fact, he feels so bad he has filed a formal complaint saying the laws violate his civil rights.
Oh. And the next person does it, he's going to go upside their head with a chain.
Carl, did Roy do well enough to win?
He needed 4 to tie. Roy had 6 correct answers for 12 more points. So with 15 points, Roy is this week's champion.
Well done, sir.
You move me.
Yeah.
And you did that despite Moe's sheep noises.
No, I think they help somehow.
In just a minute, we're going to ask our panelists to predict the fate of the 300 millionth American. But first, let me tell you all that Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and Chicago Public Radio in association with Urgent Haircut Productions. Doug Berman, executive producer. Philip Gotica writes our limericks. Our intern is Danielle Friedland. Our web guru is Paul Hensel. Our technical director is Lorna White. Other engineers include Jennifer Loeb, Robert Newhouse, Les Dolarchik, and Mohammed Mab. B.J. Lederman composed our theme. Our program is produced and directed by Mike Danforth and Emily Ecton. The senior producer of Wait, Don't Tell Me is Rod Abee. So now, panel, what is going to happen ultimately to that 300 millionth American? Mo Rocca.
He'll get a guest worker permit, but he won't need it because he'll be adopted by Madonna.
Sue Alicott.
Death and taxes.
I see your point. Roy Blunt Jr.
His first birthday, he will fire his agent. Second birthday, he'll be in rehab. Third birthday, he'll be hauled into court by 4 other toddlers claiming to be the real 300 millionth American, and it's all downhill from there.
Well, if any of those things happen, panel, we'll ask you about it on Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you, Carol Castle. Thanks also to Mo Rocca, Sue Alicott. And Roy Blunt Jr., thanks to all of you for listening. I am Peter Sagal. We will see you next week. This is NPR, National Public Radio.